Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. It is 7:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News in Philadelphia. The campaign to provide paid family leave for all workers in America came to Wilmington, Delaware Thursday in the form of a bus tour. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the national push and a bill recently introduced in Delaware.
The Paid Leave for All initiative is visiting 14 cities this month to gin up support for 12 weeks of guaranteed paid leave of up to $4,000 a month. It's in President Biden's proposed budget and would be paid for by higher taxes on the wealthy. New parents and those with or caring for a child, spouse, or parent with a serious illness would be eligible. Dawn Hucklebridge leads a national advocacy effort.
We believe this is the time and we can't afford the cost of inaction any longer. And we believe there is the political will. We've done polling in Senate battlegrounds, red states and blue, and we think that this is the year it happens.
State Senator Sarah McBride is sponsoring a similar bill in Delaware. It would also provide paid leave to victims of domestic violence and families impacted by military deployment. Delaware state employees already get paid family leave.
The time has come to embrace the fact that we will all at one time or another experience the joys and heartbreak of life. And whether a person is facing COVID or cancer, a global public health crisis or an individual health crisis, no one should be forced to choose between their job and their family, between their paycheck and their health.
New Jersey is one of a handful of states with a paid family leave law on the books. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.